Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, and Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight with musical guests Bill Scorzari, a guest spot with Martina Sam, Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your announcer, Hannah Livingood. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, jazzettes and frilly blues, blokes and baroques, and those who sing, ring, and zing, here's your musical maestro of all things lunar or lunatic, your radio hour host, George Stricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round and round and round. All right. Well, welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. I am very keyed up today. We have a cool show for you today. It's really neat. I heard the concert last night from this gentleman, Bill Scorzari. It was just absolutely amazing. But before we talk to Bill, let's talk to the amazing and vivacious, I might say. You were dressed in that multicolored kind of frock, kind of like a hospital kind of garb that is very nice. And then those...
I don't think people use the word frock anymore.
And then those...
It's a jacket.
Those fringed pants are amazing. That little bit of sequins on the bottom, I'd never seen anything like that. And the orange sandals, absolutely incredible.
They're red, but thanks.
Okay. How are you doing? Tell me the exciting things that are going on in your life over there in Goshen, right?
Yeah, but Goshen. I'm going to talk about something not in Goshen. My nephew is 3, and he lives in Ohio. And okay. He fell this week, and he gashed his head open. And he went to the emergency room, and they glued it shut. They're gluing things these days.
Yeah.
No stitches, they glued it. And it ran into his eyes, and my mom said, we don't know how to get the glue out of his eyes. But
yeah.
Well, he's all right.
Yeah, they've even glued my head back on several times. So that's really exciting. Hey, Bill Scorzari, all the way from Long Island. It's so great to see you here today. And did you drive in from Long Island last night when you did your concert?
Well, I was in Chicago.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
But yeah,
having fun there. So, yeah. And you grew up in, you said you were born in Queens?
Born in Flushing, Queens, right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Do you remember that, being born?
Vaguely.
Yeah, but just well, that's good. That's good. You know, I always like to ask people. I throw people this curveball every time. Do you have any early memories of growing up in the area? And I'm always interested in that.
Early memories of my mom's kitchen.
Tell me about your mom's kitchen.
So this was on Long Island. So a lot of things happened there. One thing happened there was the neighbor's goat chased all of us. All the neighborhood kids into my mom's kitchen.
Wow. That's a real story?
It's a mean goat. It's a real mean goat.
Wow.
That's a real story, yep.
Wow.
Finally got out one day. It always wanted to get out, and it did.
That is cool.
And that's all ran to my mom's kitchen.
Great story. Now, after the goat, right? After the experience of the goat, and I don't know if that possibly led you toward a musical experience, because I know goats can be musical.
It might have been part of it.
Yeah, yeah. When did you first orient yourself to some kind of instrument?
I think I got my first guitar when I was 8 years old.
Eight?
Yeah.
And what was that?
It was a nylon string, kind of beginner's guitar.
Yeah. I had the Roy Rogers model myself.
Oh, there you go.
Dates me. Yeah, a nylon string. So that would have been easier to fret.
Yeah, it was more of a classical kind of guitar.
But a bigger reach for a smaller hand.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. And did you start writing songs right away?
Not that early. A little while after that, yeah.
Okay.
I think I started dabbling in that. Yeah.
And when did that begin in your life, the songwriting part? I know you played in some bands, right?
Yeah, I think I played my first show in a local bar when I was 13.
Local bar?
Yeah, so, I mean, you could do that back then.
Wow. And,
yeah.
Did you play for drinks?
No. they wouldn't let me.
Well, that's cool. How did that work out? I mean, playing in a bar. Did you?
Oh, it was great.
You actually had a gig?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it was a real gig. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I think it was called Chelsea's at that point.
Cool. And that was on Long Island?
That was on Long Island. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then after Chelsea's, you were in another band for a while?
Well, I was in a number of bands throughout my childhood and most of my life. There was a period of time when I actually put my guitar down for a number of years. And then some friends of mine, a little bit older than me, they had a high school reunion and they came back from all parts. And we all got together and played some music. And they said, Bill, you're going to start playing again. And we did. And we formed a cover band. And another friend of mine, we were just kind of messing around. Another friend of mine that had moved to California said, Bill, I booked your band. We're playing this Saturday. And
wow.
We said, oh, we're not sure we're ready. He said, no, you're ready. We're playing this Saturday. And so that was our first show, and we said, well, why aren't we doing this? And then we started playing. So
tell me about the songs you're writing now, because they're really powerful. Hmm. The experience last night was breathtaking.
Oh, thanks.
Just incredible and unique, I have to say, a very unique performance and wonderful.
Thanks.
How did you start? And I want to say these songs feel kind of like that they've been wrestled out of you. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure, but they do feel like they've kind of gone through a lot of work personal work to bring them up out of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you try to get in touch with, you know, those emotions. And there's a lot of sad emotions and kind of places most people don't really like to go, but I figure, you know, I think we've all got that inside of us, and I like to go there and try to define it in words. And I think the power of it, I think, is when people hear it, they know the emotion, but maybe haven't spent the time to define it. So I think when they hear the words of it, it resonates and kind of brings that emotion out.
And, will you share a song with us now?
Oh, sure.
That'd be great.
I'll sing. Play the title track off my new record that's coming out September 20th, and this is called Now I'm Free. Been turning round, I feel like I'm about to break. Growing tired of trying to figure out how or what to learn from my mistakes. There's so many I've made, it's a hard way of living. And I've become a bleeding stone. I said, how much more can I take? How much more must I give in? For just being tired of being alone. I'm tired of being alone. So I stood there by the waterfall,
flowing from the bridal veil with an angel dressed in rags. She said, to hell you ride, and to hell we sailed. We never did look back. And she said, every word I say is true. Someday you will see. Spending all of our time always trying to break through leaves us no time for trying to break free. And it's time to break free. So now I'm looking for a way to see clearly inside my own heart. Give the same view to you, the one that's been true forever from the start. Where small towns and blue roses and the sound of your voice haunt me like pictures of home, where I've never been one of the lucky ones, where my pride's all that's keeping me going. It's all that's keeping me going. I had to walk in the rain, had to hide from the sun. When thunder comes, I've got to run from the sky. I'm not tired, I'm just low, so I just want to close my eyes and just be. And you see me caged by my anger, bound by my fear. With the touch of your hand and the warmth of your breath in my ear, you whisper, darling, it's time to break free. Now I'm free.
It's a beautiful and heartfelt song. It's you can feel it being. When I said wrestled earlier, I think wrestled out of your experience. Mm-hmm. You know, just your experiences. But you talked a little bit about hiking.
Yeah.
Tell me about that and how that has figured into your life.
I found it to be very healing and very liberating. So it's a good way to get in touch with your thoughts and your feelings and
So you find something innately healing in the experience.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, and everyone that's been there says the same thing. It's kind of this place that time forgot, and it's real special, real magical. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When you play with a band. And I've seen some footage online, some video online. When you play with a band, how does that contrast with your solo gigs? I mean, how do you feel? Is that a comfortable move for you to do solo after you've been doing band?
Oh yeah, well the solo is easy. I mean, solo, I pretty much do whatever I want. With a band, you know, you're linked up with them, and I love that too because the other musicians add so much to it, and it's more of a an interaction with them. So there's more of a kind of a give and take. So I'm listening to what they're doing, and they're listening to what I'm doing, and we're kind of adjusting to each other. And it's this kind of, you know,
in a wordless sort of way.
In a wordless way, yeah, absolutely. And it's a real special thing. It's a real neat thing. I love playing with a band.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. When you write a song down, do you have a space that you work in, or do you just, can you write anywhere? Do you, do, does it, Do you write on scraps of paper?
Actually started writing in my phone. So I have a notepad in my phone. So I'll do it in there. And
now you write, or you just recite into it?
A little bit of both. It depends. Sometimes it doesn't always. Actually, it's kind of neat because sometimes it will autocorrect to something really cool that I hadn't thought of, and I'm like, oh, well, that would work, yeah. You know. So that's my little partner there. That's pretty cool.
I don't have that. You know, mine autocorrect is something really awful.
Well, that happens too. You can't use that.
But, I can't use that. No, you know, maybe. Kind of thing. Well, share another song with us.
Sure. Let me think now. I'll do.
You can introduce it.
I'll do a song called It All Matters.
All right.
Alone, so tell me, when are you gonna come up here? I know you love to look up at the stars. There are more out here than where you are. There's a new snow falling every day. The sky is clear and blue, it's never gray. I met some new folks now that call me friend. So tell me, when are you coming back again? There's good in all our good intentions. Will you ever let them be? Do you know how? It all matters to me. Did I forget to mention? Only love can set you free. Do you know how? It all matters to me. And all the things we hold so dearly, like us, will also someday pass away. Take time to look and see more clearly while we're still here, is all I'm gonna say. And don't you worry about those times in life when everything gets in your way. Whatever time you find and shine your light, that's when the dark will start to fade away. There's good in all our good intentions. Will you ever let them be? Do you know how? It all matters to me. Did I forget to mention? Only love can set you free. Do you know how? It all matters to me. Open, you'll see so much more right here, right now, for you today. And it's the way you look at where you've been that takes you where you are. Just let the outside pull you from within, and you'll begin to feel it in your heart. It's good in all our good intentions. Will you ever let them be? Do you know how? It all matters to me. Did I forget to mention? Only love can set you free. Do you know how? It all matters to me. There's good in all our good intentions. Will you ever let them be? Do you know how? It all matters to me. Did I forget to mention? Only love can set you free. Do you know how? It all matters to me. Do you know how? It all matters to me. Do you know how? It all matters. It all matters.
Oh, we are so lucky to have you here with us today, Bill. We're going to have you back in a little bit.
Yeah, great.
And thanks so much. Thank you, Hannah, for your wonderful introductions. And we're going to have a game show, and you can stay on stage and help us out with that, okay?
Sounds great.
So,
with support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapuzinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.